Church, that takes us all the way up to our fourth objective. Love is humble. Love is humble. So the subtitle for tonight's message is this: Better Than the Rest. Better Than the Rest. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 18. Church, if we are going to abound in love, we must be humble. In other words, we must be clothed with humility. We must be clothed with humility. Now, before I give us the definition of what it means to be humble, let me tell you what it doesn't mean. Humility is not self-loathing. Humility is not self-loathing. It's not hatred of yourself. Humility is not being timid or cowardly. It is not being timid or cowardly. So just because we are bold doesn't mean we lack humility. It's not being timid or cowardly. Humility is not a personality trait. It's not a personality trait. Just because you have a mild personality doesn't mean you're humble. You know, because some people just seem more humble based on their personality. Their personality, they have a mild personality. Just because you're quiet doesn't mean you're humble. Now, there are a lot of people who are quiet and quite prideful. And conversely, just because you are boisterous, lively, energetic, doesn't mean that you lack humility. It is not a personality trait. What does it mean to be humble? To be humble is to be free from pride and arrogance. To be humble is to be free from pride and arrogance. It is to be meek. To be meek. When we are humble, we have a spirit of deference. A spirit of deference. To be humble is to have a low estimation of one's own importance. To have a low estimation of one's own importance. When we are humble, we have the correct view of ourselves. To be humble means to be free from pride and arrogance, to be meek, to have a spirit of deference, to have a low estimation of one's own importance. It's to think of ourselves correctly. That's what it means to be humble. See, 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, charity or love suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Love does not vaunt itself, and it is not puffed up. That word vaunteth means to boast oneself. To boast oneself. It is to self-display. To vaunt means to elevate myself above others. Here's a simple way of looking at that word vaunt. It's to parade myself. To to vaunt, it means to boast oneself, to self-display, elevate myself above others. It is to parade myself. And that phrase puffed up simply means to be inflated. Inflated, blown up with pride, or conceited. Have you ever seen a person so prideful, they look like they were going to bust? Just inflated, just blown up. So what is the scripture telling us? It's saying biblical love does not elevate itself above others. It does not parade itself. Biblical love is not blown up with pride. It is free from pride and arrogance. Biblical love is meek and lowly. That is, it comes with a spirit of deference. When I love as I should, I have a high regard for others. But I also have a correct regard for myself. I don't think too highly of myself, more highly of myself than I ought. And I don't think lowly of other people. I don't assume the worst about others. That's what biblical love is. Biblical love is humble. So if we're going to abound in love, we must be clothed with humility. Church, that's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy to be clothed with humility. And many of us struggle with humility, but yet we all tend to believe that we are more humble than we actually are. Most of us believe that we are more humble than we actually are. Well, but Pastor, I'm not prideful. I have low self-esteem. Yeah, okay. A lot of times when what we describe as low self-esteem is just wounded pride. Someone stuck a pin in us, and we just deflated. Now we're off in the corner sulking because our pride has been wounded, drained on out of us. See, it's not easy to be humble. We have to work at clothing ourselves with humility. Now, we're going to learn how to do that next week. How do we clothe ourselves with humility? That's what we will learn. But for the rest of our time tonight, I want us to understand just how important humility is. Church, we cannot live as a Christian ought if we lack humility. We cannot. We cannot live as a Christian ought if we lack humility. And we cannot manifest biblical love if we are not humble. Because this is what humility does. It creates in us the proper attitude so that we can love without limitation. Humility creates in us a proper attitude so that we can love without limitation. But pride causes us to fall short of the biblical standard. And it does it every time. We can't be prideful and love as we should. So we are in Luke chapter 18. And we're going to read the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. Luke chapter 18, verse 9. Just so we can understand what's happening here, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And as he was traveling along, he came across 10 men with leprosy, and he healed them. He healed all 10 men, but only one came back to thank Jesus for what he had done. And after that happened, after this miracle, Jesus was then confronted by the Pharisees. They kind of cornered him and got him off to the side, and they said, they want to know, they demanded, when is the kingdom of God going to come? When is God going to set his kingdom up on earth? You're this prophet. You're going around healing people. So tell us, when is God going to set up his kingdom on earth? And so Jesus says to them, the kingdom of God is in your midst. In other words, it's within your reach. I'm right here. And then he turns to his disciples and he begins to give them signs of what would happen when he returned. He wants them to understand this is what can be expected when I, the Son of Man, return. And after he shares this with his disciples, he then seems to switch gears altogether. He begins to teach on prayer. And the reason he begins to teach on prayer is because the disciples, I'm sure, were concerned about the things that Jesus was saying. All of these things you're telling us that are going to happen, it just seems so overwhelming to us. So he starts to teach them about prayer, and he tells two parables. The first parable is directed to the disciples. And he tells this parable because he wants them to always pray and not give up. That's what he's telling them. You just keep on praying. Don't give up. Keep praying. But then he tells a second parable to those who were self-righteous. In other words, there were some people who were looking on, standing around, listening to what Jesus was saying. And he was letting them know, I'm going to explain to you how you need to pray. Because you are confident in your own self-righteousness. So I want you to know what type of prayer is acceptable to God. And while this parable is about prayer, that's ultimately not what I want us to focus on. I want us to look at this parable and see pride in action. And I want us to look at it and see and understand how pride causes us to fall short of the biblical standard for love. So let's read Luke chapter 18, verse 9. It says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Notice the two go hand in hand. I trust in my own righteousness. I am prideful. Yeah. And because of that, I despise others. So he tells this parable. He says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. In other words, the Pharisee was just praying to himself. He wasn't even really praying to God. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men. How do you know what other men are? I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast. In other words, he kept striking himself in the chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What he's really saying here is, be merciful to me, the sinner. I am the chief of all sinners. I tell you, this man, the publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Here we see a lack of love, and a lack of love because of a lack of humility. This Pharisee standing there in the temple, standing next to a man who was clearly in spiritual distress, did not have any love on the inside of him to offer him anything that he needed. All he did was look down upon this man. Church, we have to have humility if we're going to love as we should. Church, if we lack humility, we will not do three things. Here are our points for this evening. If we lack humility, we will not, point number one, pity. If we lack humility, we will not pity. Pity is to have sorrow and compassion for the suffering and misfortune of others. To have sorrow and compassion for the suffering and misfortune of others. Whenever we are filled with self-righteousness, pride, spiritual pride, we don't have pity on the lost. That's what happened to this